the memory verse for today. Yes, I love it. Can you tell? You know, I'm really waiting. I can hardly wait to get back to the Psalms. I don't know if I'll do it from the memory verse next year in 205. But we've had some good ones, and we've had some ones that I've had to really strain with this year. So this one is good. God set him at high at his side, Prince and Savior. Ooh, what for? To give Israel the gift of a changed life and sins forgiven. Who's Israel? Those people over there, huh? Way over there. No, them too, right? Us, by faith. As Israel also. We are Israel in God's eyes because we believe him. Amen. And so he set him at high by his side. God did that. And he calls him Prince and Savior. Ooh, we get to be by a prince too, huh? You like Jesus? I like Jesus. I like to be a princess. He makes me a princess because he received me. Well, guys, you know, you just have to go gender thing on this. You know, don't worry about it. Just he's your prince, okay? But really, to give us the gift, listen to these, of a changed life, not the same life. Are you changed? Huh? I've been changed. I've been newborn. I've been washed with the blood of the Lamb. Amen. I like my changed life. And as long as I concentrate on that and know in my knower that I am changed, I live differently. I live differently. And you do too, and I'm so glad you do. Because you do, we have rich fellowship together. We have rich fellowship because of what he did for us. And the biggest is our sins are forgiven. You like that, huh? Yeah. I am so thankful. How many are thankful that your sins are forgiven? All sins, yesterday's sins, today's sins, and tomorrow's sins, they're all forgiven, right? Amazing. What a Savior. What a Prince. I love him. In him we live and move.